You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
The vibes are strong on this phenomenal Football Friday. Jake the Snake, please bring it up.
Piano.
Bum, bum, bum. Burr, burr, burr. An action-packed final 3 hours are on the way here on a phenomenal Football Friday. Final hour of the show. Power hour. All our NFL bets for Sunday. Can't wait to get into that. We're going to give you all our bets for the Astros and the Red Sox. Game 6 of the ALCS tonight. Garcia and Eovaldi, Nasty Nate on the mound. All our bets for the National Hockey League tonight from our Overtaker. And also Ken Barkley with his totals.
Oh, the Edmonton Oil. Oh, our Oilers.
Oh, Connor McDavid.
Leon Draisaitl.
Lots of NBA bets for tonight. Evan Silva from Establish the Run on the way. Colin Wilson, Action Network on the way. Lockmas Day 5 on the way. We're going to be joined by Brad Evans in just a second here. Ken, how many bets for tonight?
Like total or just NBA?
Yeah, total, not including NFL bets for Sunday. How many bets for tonight so far, NBA and NHL, do you have already locked in?
Probably, well, locked in already. Four? But like the NBA stuff sometimes is like some early if you think there's going to be injury news or you just want to get ahead of something. But otherwise, I bet NBA late in the day. It doesn't, like the lines move on injury news, basically. So just... if there's a game that's stable, sometimes I'll just wait and do more research on it and bet it. So I think there are a couple NBA spots maybe we'll take advantage of a little later. So we'll see. So like four-ish right now, but it'll be fun. We'll come up with a couple.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, damn right we will. So I've got like four NBA bets myself, and I need to trail you on some for sure. All right. Joining us right now on the show, as promised, in his regular spot here on a phenomenal Football Friday. The one, the only, the great. From SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, the EP of gaming content for our pals over at Bally Sports. He is on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. He is the great Brad Evans. Brad, happy phenomenal Football Friday. It's Nick. It's Ken. It's BetQL. It's You Better You Bet. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Let's party in this bi-apocalypse.
what a wonderful table setup.
Could go many different ways there.
Yes,
we'll take it to NFL buys.
Right. Yes. Exactly. So, Brad, you're curious. Before we get into, obviously, we have your prop list, we have your sheet of games. Thursday Night Football was we do a college football segment called Games That Make Your Eyes Bleed. This might have been the NFL version of that. That was what Nick said in the first hour. I kind of agree with him. Cleveland wins with Case Keenum, 7, Dearness Johnson, 17-14. Total closes 40. Maybe not the best game to watch. Did you take anything away from that for both teams? How did your props go? Maybe some look-aheads here for both teams coming up next week.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens in the backfield for the Cleveland Browns. But, man, I was so impressed for Dearness Johnson. And Kostas, I know you were on the over. Good call on that one, on the rush yards prop. I was not. I thought the Denver Broncos were going to play inspired football. I think they would come out and, their backs against the wall in an act of desperation and actually body up some dudes. And the opposite was true. Ultimately, at the end of the game, when the final buzzer sounded, they were god-awful from start to finish in their gap coverage and assignment. And Dearness Johnson is a wrecking ball. 3.1 contact per attempt is what he accumulated in that game, hitting the century mark with ease, the cutback ability, the vision, the yak, had some adept hands as well. Now the staff has come out and said, Kevin Stefanski, who apparently is a smoke show now, I'm seeing on social media a lot of people saying, hey, they like to smolder there with a peppered beard of Stefanski. But what we do like about Stefanski is the fact that he loves to run the football. We'll see if Nick Chubb can return next week. But even if Chubb and the club reopens their Kostos, I think that Dearness Johnson with Kareem Hunt sidelined is going to slide in that old Kareem Hunt secondary role. So that was a big takeaway for me. And the other big takeaway is the Broncos are done. And this coaching staff is about to have the axe drop on the old neck. They're going to be long gone out of the Mile High City here in short order.
Yeah, and as Ken referenced here, I think the bye coming up after week 10. So four more games before the bye. And they are rough games. So we could be coming down the home stretch here for Vic Fangio. By the way, like Kevin Stefanski, like it's not like he like his looks have changed. I mean, he's kind of looked the same since he was like Vikings.
Looks like Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski's kind of always look. I don't kind of get the new fascination with it. Anyway, Brad, I'm sure we'll get to the Chiefs and Titans and some other high total games as we move along here. But I want to start with a game that honestly has kind of flummoxed me a little bit this week when we're talking about side and total. Yeah. I lean towards the favorite. I have not made a bet in the game yet, but I think I'd only bet the Ravens against the Bengals. So Baltimore laying 6.5, total of 46. Any player prop value you found, and if you like a side or a total, please share it with us. Baltimore hosting Cincinnati in the AFC North coming up Sunday.
Yeah, look, I think the Bengals are going to be highly competitive. I mean, the Bengals are one of the surprise sensations so far on this early NFL season. Joe Burrow is pretty much automatic for two passing TDs every single week, but it's just it's juiced too high on the over on that. But maybe you want to pair that with another passing TDs prop and a little two-leg action to reduce the juice, get into plus odds, and maybe laugh all the way to the bank. But on the Ravens side of the rock, I do love everything tied to Hollywood Brown. Now, Marquise Brown over longest catch at 23.5 yards. He's done this in all but one game, and that was last week against a much more formidable secondary of the LA Chargers. I think he's going to get back to his explosive ways. I think he's going to catch at least a 30-yarder in this contest. There's nothing overly intimidating about this Bengals secondary. I also like the over the 54.5 receiving yards for him as well. Plus, Mark Andrews, and it's juiced up on the over. I got it at -150, but over 4.5 receptions. He's done this, I believe, now 5 consecutive games. And Lamar Jackson not running as much as a result. His rush yards prop right now at 16.5. I think that's a really good number. If I had a lean, it would be on the under there. But I think Lamar will be a little bit more pocket tied. And those seam routes that Mark Andrews excels in, I think those two are going to connect at least 5 times on. So, again, love Hollywood Brown overs. Love the Mark Andrews over there as well. And I think Joe Mixon's receiving yards prop came out at 14.5. On the other side, I would be on the over on that. That game should be a lot of fun. A ton of fireworks there in the Charm City. And how about the Bengals? I'm shocked at how well they have played so far here through the first 6 weeks of the regular season.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
See if, you know, kind of a test game for them based on some of the other opponents that they played. Like, how do they measure up to, you know, a team that's very likely to win the division at this point? I think that'll be really interesting. And Brad, Nick kind of alluded to it already. Like, we should probably just talk about Chiefs Titans because the total is completely crazy. And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, yes, to this podcast or listening to our show live or thinking about the game in like any capacity are probably like, oh, like, what props do you like? I don't know, every over, like a lot of scoring in the game. The total is 57.5. So I'm going to guess that you like some overs in this game. I guess my question is, like, how many prop overs do you like in this game?
Okay, I'm counting it on my screen right now. 1, 2, 3, 4. I've only got 5, gentlemen, so far. And I'm actually waiting for a prop to service on, of all people, Anthony Firkser. Because if he has a prop that opens at 2.5 receptions, I'm going to slam the over on that because he gets 3 catches every single week. And one of the areas of susceptibility for Kansas City is over the middle in coverage against tight end. So he could play a surprising role in this pew-pew-pew shootout game. I took the over on Darrell Williams at 53.5 rush yards. That's up now to 58.5. So I got good line there, line value there. -115 at a couple of books. Patrick Mahomes, this is the one that has puzzled me all week, guys. So the rush yards prop here. All right, it opened at 20.5 and then scaled back to 16.5 at a couple of books. Then it climbed back up to 19.5. And now it's sitting at 18.5 in many of the books that are out there. I don't get it. Again, let me read you what he has done the last 4 games on the ground. 45, 26, 61, 31. Like, he has obliterated this line, and 3 quarterbacks have gone over this total on the ground against the Titans this season. You know, Kyler Murray had 20 rush yards. Trevor Lawrence flirted with 30. Josh Allen was in the low 20s. You know, Patrick Mahomes, whether it's on opportunistic runs or design runs, he's getting the job done because, you know, defense is just sit back in coverage and you have to account for Travis Kelce, Mecole Hardman, Tyreek Hill. And then just opens up lanes for him to scoot. And he's going to do that. So I hit it at 20.5 on a double unit bet when it got reduced to 16.5. Oh, hell yeah. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Broke out the sledgehammer. Hit it again at 16.5. Guys, I'm thinking about hitting it a third time at 18.5. This is mind-blowing to me that the line is that low. It should be at like 22.5, 23.5. So I think that's great value there. I love the Jarrett McKinnon over. 9.5 rush yards. I think you'd be able to get 3-4 balls of belly, get that done, and hit the over there. And A.J. Brown, now, he can't stop going to the bathroom, apparently, due to the menacing case of food poisoning. And, you know, maybe he's going to be lighter on his feet as a result. I have no idea. So hopefully he's going to be pumping himself with some fluids, could go out there, get the job done. I smashed the over on that at 66.5 receiving yards. So Julio Jones maybe trending in the right direction. He says he feels good. We'll see if he can actually play. But regardless, I think Brown flirts with the century mark here in overall yardage.
You know, we were talking about, what, 50 Cent lyrics on the show yesterday. Hit it for the third time. Isn't that, I think, pretty sure that's from a 50 Cent song anyway. You better, you bet. DeCostos, Ken Barkley. Phenomenal Football Friday here on BetQL. Talk with Brad Evans, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, and Bally Sports plays for week 7 in the National Football League. Brad, like, a game with a sneaky high total this week is the Raiders and the Eagles out in Vegas. Now, Vegas is down to a 2.5-point home favor. Ken and I have thought we like the Eagles basically all week. We have 3.5 there. Total, as we said, is 48.5. Any props catching your eye here with the Eagles and the Raiders Sunday in Vegas?
Yeah, it's on the Eagles side of the action, although, it, you know, auto bet every single week is the over on Henry Ruggs for longest reception. The number opened at 24.5. Of course, I hit that. I hit it every single week. It's an ATM. He's done it all but one game. You know, you look at Derek Carr, he's taken at least 3 deep ball attempts down the field to Ruggs. And with Ruggs' incredible, you know, wheels, I mean, he is a, you know, go speed racer, go. He gets that separation off the line and he's gone. So I think it's going to be another 30-plus yard catch for him. And again, that number in the mid-20s, I think, is sensational value. So that's the auto bet every single week. Oh, I Hurts so good. You know, drop a quarter in the jukebox and fire up the Mellencamp here because I think Hurts is going to get done on the ground. in this contest. You know, that is an area of a vulnerability for Vegas. They're giving a 4.52 yards per carry to the running back position. You know, some quarterbacks have piled up some big numbers against them on the ground. Notably, Lamar Jackson ran for 86 back in week one. And Hurts' rush yards prop is just at 44.5, which he has done in 4 or 6 games. Also took the over on 8.5 rush attempts. I got that at plus odds. He's done that in 4 of his last 5 games. I think it's going to be 10 attempts on the ground. And this is the week, guys. This is the week that Miles Sanders finally gets his derriere in the end zone and does a little dance. He's yet to score a touchdown, but I've seen as high as plus 180 at some books for an anytime touchdown. Again, where you can take advantage of Vegas is up front. The coaching staff has already come out and said, we got to get Sanders the ball more, got to get him going. And I think he's going to get a ball in the belly or an RPO play where Hurts doesn't call his own number. He's going to give it to Sanders, and he's going to plunge in for 6. So I love that one. An extraordinary value. I got it at plus 130. But again, some books I've seen as high as plus 180.
Right. We got about left. Maybe try to hit a couple other games. And Nick and I have talked about Chicago, Tampa a little bit this week, and kind of seems to profile similar to maybe like Tampa, Miami, Tampa against some of the other offenses. We've seen Atlanta in week two, where it's like, we know Tampa's going to score. The market expects them to score. We think they're going to score, you know, 30 points in the game. Can their opposition score enough to either cover the number or to, you know, hit some over props necessarily, maybe in garbage time, maybe down 14, 21 points. And you know, obviously have to kind of air the ball out a little bit. How do you see Chicago, Tampa playing out? Are there any props you find valuable? Maybe with Chicago, you know, maybe down a couple touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
Look, I'm a biased Bears fan. I don't know what the number's up to right now, but I think it was at 12.5 last I checked. I mean, I would take Tampa all the way up to 14. I mean, I don't know how the Bears are going to be remotely competitive in this game. Their secondary has been a sieve. They defended the run rather well, but you know, the Bears in this Bill Lazor offense is predicated on running the football. You can't do that against Tampa. They're going to try with Khalil Herbert, but they're going to do that with much resistance. So I think the area where you could take advantage of on the Bears side of the props action is Justin Fields on the over 18.5 rush yards. You know, we have an aggressive defense. You have a quarterback that's heavily pressured. He's been under duress, a fifth highest amount of dropbacks of any quarterback in the league. And that's going to provide some opportunities to break, contain, and try to chew up some real estate with his legs, especially in garbage time, as you mentioned. So I love the over there on the 18.5. And I'm still under on Allen Robinson, 4.5 receptions. You know, you think this would be a great setup for him? You know, from a fantasy viewpoint, Tampa's allowed the third most fantasy points to the wide receiver position. But Allen Robinson is just being misused. He's not getting the target share, and he's going to see a lot of Jamel Dean. And he is the saving grace in this secondary for Tampa. Dean, against his assignments this season, he's only given up a 36.3% catch rate. And he's going to be draped all over Allen Robinson this game. So it could be more of a Darnell Mooney game, maybe Cole Kmet with Jimmy Graham on the COVID list. But I'm fading the Bears pretty much hard this game outside of those two plays. So it's going to be a rough one for me, and this is why I drink.
All right, yeah, I guess so. Brad, in about 15 to 30 seconds, because we're running out of time here, anything that you have not yet shared with our listeners and viewers, whether it's a side, a total, a prop that you really love for Sunday, please do so. And again, like 15, 30 seconds max.
All right, rapid fire. Cordarrelle Patterson over 35.5 rush yards. I think he's going to crush that. Savon Ahmed over 7.5 receiving yards. He's done this in 4 of 5 games this season. That one's off the beaten path. And anytime I get plus odds on Cooper Kupp on it over, I'm taking it over 7.5 receptions. Locked it in at plus 100.
Yeah, and the Kupp yardage total is high. Maybe not high enough going up against the Detroit Lions. Brad, we love having you on the show. SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio, Bally Sports on Twitter, at Noisy Huevos, my friend. Wishing you the best of luck this weekend. We'll talk to you down the line here on You Better You Bet. And bottoms up, my friend, coming up on an NFL Sunday.
Adios, amigos. Take Penn State minus 23. My line, I suck. I'm out.
Yeah, Brett Bielema, by the way, not doing himself any favors, right, with the locker room there Illinois.
We'll see if Penn State's quarterback plays, too. Sean Clifford, rumors he's practicing. Rumors that he's practicing. We'll see if he plays on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. All right, maybe we'll talk about that with Colin Wilson on the other side, or maybe we won't, and we'll just talk about some other games. But Colin Wilson talking all things college football for the weekend from the Action Network right after this on You Better You Bet.
It's You Better You Bet from BetQL. For the latest line movement and edges to beat the spread, download the BetQL app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.